Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Oh Lord, tonight we know that anything is possible. And there's one thing we will not do, is to deny your working of your Spirit in our midst, Father. Therefore, tonight, Father, come down upon your people. Right now, Father, touch your people. Strengthen your people, O God. Oh, there's a powerful anointing in this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you to the band. Wow. Wow, I nearly denied you that last portion. Praise God. God is good. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to Little Falls. And it's been a while since we've mentioned this. No Compromise Christian Center. It's there, no compromise. And it is where the power of the Holy Spirit is when there is no compromise in a person's life. And tonight, I want to take this opportunity to strengthen our people here and just spend some time regarding the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And many people think that the anointing is for leaders, and it is for people like pastors and teachers and apostles and prophets. But I want to give you some good news, that the anointing of God's Spirit is for every single believer. You cannot go through this life without the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. There are definitely levels of anointing on people's lives. And for yourself, you need to make sure that you are working on the anointing on your life. Specifically, I remembered when we came into the church, and then came the cell vision. And with the cell vision, the world changed here at the West Rand. And with that cell vision, becoming a cell leader, and Pastor Harold preaching consistently about the anointing of God's Spirit, I realized, and we realized, that we had to seek after that. This presence of God that fills a person's life with purpose. Otherwise, we become dry. We become weak and weary. But it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon a person's life that causes you to have a structured, purposeful life. So as a cell leader, I really thought that now with Pastor Harold praying so much, that just as a cell leader, I had to pray at least 3 hours a day. And it was difficult. Did I get it right then? No, I did not. Because I thought, you know, it's something that you just gonna get somewhere. Somewhere it's gonna come through. But God spoke so clearly regarding the area of surrender. Surrender is something that every person must do. And here's the thing. The areas in your life you have surrendered are the powerful areas in your life. But the areas in a person's life where you do not surrender, you will always experience demonic activity there. Because the enemy knows how to come for you. He knows your weakness. He knows actually whether you have surrendered fully to the purpose of God for your life. So how is this anointing working? Because the purpose, I believe, as a person who enjoys evangelism. How many of you enjoy evangelism? Be honest with me now. Just be honest. How many of you do it on a daily basis? Don't put up your hands. Because then we would get you into deep trouble. But evangelism is the refocus of Little Falls Christian Center. And it's good news. It's very good news. But we need to surrender fully. Tonight, it really is about surrender. The area in your life, God is going to touch people in the area that is not fully surrendered. Because you've been plagued in that specific area. That's the area the enemy comes for. But there comes healing towards those who want to give up. Those who say, it's not even worth it anymore. I just do not have the energy to continue. You know what? To refocus upon the anointing upon a person's life energizes you to your future. Last night, you know, because this is actually a message. The moment you touch evangelism, it becomes a message of warfare. We are in this 40 days now. It is really, really for the hearts of men and women to turn back to God. We want our nation to be healed. And it is going to be healed and touched. But with this, we should refocus ourselves using this 40 days to pray that the power of God would come so upon your life that you would be a changed person after 40 days. Have you ever given yourself over fully to the work of God in your life? Where you take time for prayer, take time for evangelism, where you see every person as unsaved. It becomes quite exciting to live such a life, I must tell you. I had an experience on my off day. So evangelism really, personally, is something we do privately, and it's something that's personal. You know, what I do, I love doing, but I don't love bragging about it because that's not what we should do. God gets all the glory. So I thought, you know, I slipped in a shop and I thought, okay, you know, it's just the anointing that's upon my life, I am consistently driven towards the opportunity. It's like you wait. No person is left behind. You get excited. Because you know that this encounter is going to leave something behind. If you're not used to that, man, you don't know how exciting it is to work for Jesus. I think when the Lord walked the planet, He had fun. He had fun casting out demons. He had fun with those Pharisees. But he had most fun with sinners. When he walked in, they felt accepted. They experienced real, honest, goodness, love. And this is what evangelism does. It causes you to get the heart of God pumping on deep on the inside of you. So I had this lady at the till. These cashiers, I think they take a lot of brunt from Little Falls Christian Center here in Clearwater Mall. So man, I was walking to pay something. I said, okay, which one is it now? It literally works like, and then this one, she did the worst thing ever. She confessed a sin and she didn't know who I was. She said, I love men, oh my word. She said, I never want to get married, and man, if he gives me trouble, I kick him out. At the point where I said to her, you don't know who you're talking to. And the lady next to her starts smiling. And this lady said, Maruti. And I could, for this split second, just focus upon her and just share the love of Christ. To tell her, listen, your set of rules is keeping you in bondage. There's a set of rules that is not a set of rules, and it is a person. And once that person comes into your life, that person takes all these men away and fills your heart with love. But then suddenly, behind me, I didn't notice there's a church member. So the pastor got 10 out of 10 for that one. And I said to the church member, Jock's wife, there at the back, I said to her, take over. I had such a wonderful, listen, the more you do it, the more powerful it becomes. But I'm so afraid that something has happened to the Word of God, okay? How many of you have Bibles? Okay, let me get to a verse first. Matthew 7:13. It is still saying, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Do you know that you are part of the few who found it? You literally are part of the few who found it. Do you know how privileged you are just to be seated in a church tonight? Do you know how privileged you are just to have a Bible in your hand tonight? Do you know how privileged you are that you have probably been born into a Christian family? Do you know how privileged you are? But yet, do you see that after that scripture, right there, there are few who find it after. Do you see what stands there? It says expired. The Word of God has expired. Most Christians do not believe that. If you do not believe fully what Jesus said, then the Word of God will have no effect in your life. It will mean nothing to you. It will just be a book that you would open up and put in your window when you experience tough times or you think there's a demonic attack, like so many have done in my family. You know, one time, my sister got all the Bibles because she experienced trouble, and she put all the Bibles. The Bible cannot help you if it doesn't live inside of you. The moment it starts living, that's the moment the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit starts working. And it's fun. Therefore, so as a cell leader, we took it serious. And then suddenly we got to the places where you start surrendering those difficult areas. Like the area of anger, you know. Like the area where your eyes are not controlled. Like the difficult areas for men and for women. But when you got to the point that you are now surrendered, suddenly you find that God is using you. And it's a powerful thing to be used of God. Now, unfortunately, the other scripture, before I get to my main scripture, says Matthew 7:21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me. But this is the key. This is the key, that last portion. You who practice lawlessness. The practicing of lawlessness is the most dangerous thing any Christian can do. The practicing, what is this practicing of lawlessness that God, I want to literally say that he hates. That he says, when this goes on in a person's life, such a person will only hear the words depart. I want to tell you what this word lawless means. It means there's different ways of expressing the word sin. But when you hear the word iniquity, iniquity is like a double sin. It's like a double sin. Iniquity is willful in its nature. But it means that a person knows what to do the right thing, but knowing what to do the right thing, you choose to do the wrong thing. So the motive of these people in the kingdom of God that is so spiritual, but yet it is connected to practicing lawlessness. We should make it out for ourselves that we should hear the voice of God for my life. You should hear God's voice in your seeking. And then the Holy Spirit will do the convicting. And then after that, the power starts manifesting your unique equipping. There's an unique equipping for every child of God. God did not create us just to breathe. He created us to be the difference. And this is serious stuff. So iniquity, I'm going to give you some more scriptures for those who's taking notes. In Matthew 13:41, it says, the Son of Man will send out his angels and they will gather out of his kingdom. These people are in the kingdom. All that offend. And those who practice lawlessness. So there's going to be a removal. Why do you think people backslide so easily? Because there usually is iniquity. Iniquity that I want to say regarding your purpose on earth. Regarding the mouth, the feet, the hands God has given you. There's purpose with that. The purpose with that is that to make a difference, to be the difference, and to be full of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 24:12 says, and because lawlessness will abound, listen to this one. This one hit me very hard. It says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Can you imagine that unique thing that God wants to do with you and through you and for you, that people take a step back and say, I'm going to do play Christianity. I'm going to be a good church. You know, I'm going to serve my conscience by just coming to church. You don't know. When you surrender fully to the Spirit of the Holy God, our Holy God, what God can do through you. You don't even know how you can affect generations. You don't know what God can really do when you finally say, I surrender. Do you know that? How many of you know about the unreached areas on the planet? It's a specific area called the unreached area. And it starts there by China, Japan, China, all the way through. India, North Korea. Do you know that there are people who have never heard the name of Jesus? Never. Not once. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Don't know another language. But I can speak a lot of languages. Here's the thing about these unreached people. There are organizations that's trying to, through people's skill sets, get doctors and engineers and mechanics and technicians and whatever there, so that when God moves, there will be a presence. But do you know that in my family, listen to this, in my family, there are people who've never been to a church. Yet I'm a pastor. Yet I come to church every week. Yet I am the one responsible for my family. So I cannot even think about Muslims. Cannot even think about these people when my family, I mean, there's literally people in my family. You cannot believe it. Is there in your family people that in your workplace? We should really refocus on what God wants to do in this hour. This hour. Listen to this. There are 3.2 billion people in that unreached areas. Do you know how many people live in Africa? 1.4 billion people. Twice the number of people in Africa and more are busy straight away going to hell. Straight away. They will only know the truth the moment they die. They will only come to the realization that Jesus was real. And many people live, if you've not come to Bible school and done the Romans verse by verse, I'm going to give you Romans verse by verse in 5 minutes. Are you ready? Go to Romans 1:18 for me. I want to prove to you that all people who do not know Jesus will end up in hell. They will end up in hell. Every single person. If there was outside of the Lord Jesus Christ any way of salvation, like any way of salvation, like there's any way that the Father would not have sent, or should not have sent His Son, God would have used that way. But there is no way of salvation outside of Jesus Christ. There's no way. You need to make up your mind. When you've made up your mind, the Holy Spirit anointing starts working in your life. Because many people believe that someone will do it. Someone. The moment you stop the idea that there is a someone and I am that one, the anointing starts working. The anointing cannot work if you do not start. Listen to this, Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. Every single human being, when you are born with a manifestation of the knowing that there is a God. That is a matter of fact. Because it says here, for God has shown it to them. So the fact that there is a God, God has shown it to every person that He is God. How did He do it? For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, have been understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That person in those unreached areas, the fact that they have never heard the gospel does not make them less guilty. But let's go on before I say that. So they are without, let me read it. Being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Listen to this. Listen to this statement. This is the statement we make in the Bible school. When God is rejected by any person, you do not get nothing. You usually get a lie. Why do you think there are so many false religions on this planet? Because Satan is a liar. So the moment God is rejected, you get something else. You don't get nothing. So this world has rejected God in its totality. And they think they get nothing. You get something. Because that's the open door for Satan to operate on this planet. The fact that God gives you over. That God says, you want your will. You don't understand the spiritual dimension. If you really want your will and you don't want to believe in me, then you get something. Can you imagine that first when Noah's three sons, when they stepped from that boat? Do you know that all of us come from those three sons? All of us, Amal, no matter your color, no matter your creed, no matter what you are, we are brothers and sisters, finish and klaar. That's it. Somewhere in that line, quickly after that, you'll see that the lie appeared. Somewhere Satan came because one of them or two of them, but in that line, rejected God. What did they get? They got Nimrod, Babylon, all of those lies that is still here today, just in different forms. So the most dangerous thing to do is to reject God. And then all that family line is born going to hell. But God does not work without men's voices. It's a decree of God to use human beings. Have an angel appear to any single one of you in your salvation experience? No. They are not allowed to interfere with the salvation of man. They are ministers for us, doing work in the Spirit on our behalf, helping us, because these beings that come for us, they are powerful beings. But matching them are angels. But matching that is the Word of God in a person's life and the anointing upon your life. It is where I become responsible for me. God, please use me. I want to be used. So the best way to be used of God is to finally surrender your tongue. Hier die klein muscle hier binne. I don't know what the doctor would tell us how it works. But when this is surrendered, the heart follows. When last have you led someone to Christ? I believe in the kingdom of God. It is the most important work. Business owners, listen to me. Many people in their businesses do not surrender their businesses to God. Therefore, nobody is ever saved. The business is not just there to bring money to your table. Your business actually is there to get people saved. Where you are working for a boss, your business is to work for God. Because he's the ultimate boss. God is the ultimate one. So here, let me read on in this Romans. I want you to understand this. It's a deep realization that everybody is going to hell and we have a work to do. Because although they knew God, verse 21, Romans 1, 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they become fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like a corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. The next thing that happens in a person's life, and Rome actually fell by sexual sin, where God finally judged it. But that's a whole story on itself. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. We have been so blessed to receive holiness preaching in this church. Holiness preaching has kept us from actually falling. Do you know that? How long have you been in the church? I doubt it if there's ever been a compromising message sent from this pulpit, ever, about anything. Holiness preaching keeps us. We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. There are many churches out there that are playing with God's word. Playing. So let us quickly go to 1 Corinthians 9:16. 1 Corinthians 9:16. This is Paul having a deep conversation with a Corinthian church. And Paul here says, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do it willingly, do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I've been entrusted in stewardship. What is my reward then? That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself to be a servant of all." That is the deepest place where the anointing starts working in a person's life. When you fully surrender to the calling upon your life. When you fully say, "God, no matter what is going to happen, I am going to be obedient to your word. I will be obedient to your word. I will be fully committed in this day. These 8 hours, I'm going to be at my work. These hours before I'm going to sleep and I have a marriage. These hours of my lives will be fully devoted to you." Do you know the increase of the anointing upon your life, that you go out from that place and the anointing follows you because God knows you are serious? If it's one thing, Jesus said, "I've been anointed to preach the gospel to the poor." Now, if the Lord Jesus had to be anointed, how much more us? We cannot just walk around doing things. We've got to pray about the things we do. We've got to be intentful and serious, specifically with the church. Many people do not commit their lives fully to the kingdom, and they are not fully committed in the churches. When we started, we had to check our friendship circles, because that was the great danger in our lives, young people. Who you allow to speak into your life, who you spend time with. When you surrender fully, we made a full surrender to the cell group. We said, "Lord, our friendship circle will be the people that comes through the cell groups." What a blessing that has been in our lives, because you make a difference to people, because they are in the same community. You do not let them go. You check them up. Many people are not connected to the heart of the church. What is the heart of our church? It is where the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit works and should work in the cell. It should work everywhere we go. Is the Spirit of God working in your life? Because here, Paul says, if you were to change, everywhere where Paul here said, take the I out and put your name in there? Would you be able to measure yourself? For if I, George or Jark, preach the gospel, I, George or Jark, have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon us. Yes, woe is George if I do not preach the gospel. Woe is me. Do you know that woe is the most dangerous thing? That is eternal destruction. That's the language Paul used to say that he's so fully committed to the task that 14 books in the New Testament were written. Now that is a surrender, a life that is fully surrendered. But you know what? We are busy with many things, but we need to be busy with the things that change people's lives. And I believe evangelism should be on top of the list. The only reason tonight why we have empty chairs is because we've not invited them. It's the only reason why every church in the nation have empty chairs, because we don't live for that. We don't give ourselves fully over to that. See, there's an inward journey in a person's life, and then there's an outward journey. How long were the disciples that became the apostles with the Lord? 3 years. After that, the Lord kicked them out, and he left them. Just had enough of them. Just, yeah, they're not going to change. Just, no. He literally had to leave them for their part to take place. But it takes 3 years. Some people have been studying the Word of God to evangelize someone for 30 years, and nobody got saved. Nobody. Do you understand the problem with this inward journey? I want to find myself. Finding yourself is a scary thing, because what you might find is that you are a troublesome being. At a certain point, finding yourself is finding Christ and what he wants to do. That's where your life really changes. We did not change until we were given a leadership responsibility. We were just good people in the church. Oh, we came in and we looked so good and we greet one another. Hey, boom, boom, boom. You know, hey, man, good to see you. Good to see you. No, it's even better to see you. Man, oh, we love one another. Yes, only for an hour in the church, then we have to leave and leave one another. But the moment leadership came in, God alone knows. That's where Sister Susie started taunting me. I didn't realize that most Christians gossip. Wait, let's not go there. That all of us are the same. I did not realize that the best of us are like all of us. And the worst of us are like the best of us. That we are all at the foot of a cross, the same. And we all need the empowerment of God's Spirit continuously. That voice, you know, that driving force. Do it. Go for it. Don't give up. Don't give up. So, yes, pray. Yes, give your tithe. Please, don't stop giving your tithe. You know, that phone bill that is on the way to the church. Let's talk about that. Let's quickly deal with that. There's a certain businessman that need to deal with that phone bill. Trying to put you first. Trying to say to you, you know what? You're not alone. You are not alone. But part of that message is, where are you? Where are you? We need to know where you are. We just need to know. So please, 011-958-1250 should be put on your phone. I'm saying it again, 011-958 I'm not going to ask how many of you did not answer your phones. We really want to know, as pastors, where you are. It has been a hard 2 weeks for all of us to hear the voices, to hear people, the encouragement, and but the difficulties people are going through. Man, after a day of doing that, you literally go home and you sleep. But you wake up and say, this was so worth it. Cell leaders, where's your people? You know, when they say, I don't, listen to this now. Now I'm getting to the real stuff. When people don't want to anymore, that doesn't give you the permission to stop. If Jesus had to stop when it got tough, all of us would have been in hell, going straight on our way to hell. Why do we give up on people? Who gave us permission to give up on any person? Let me finish this. So, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. It's a commandment. Do you understand the commandment? A commandment that is not followed becomes iniquity. That's what I wanted to say there. Any commandment of God, even though it's tough and difficult, if it's not done, it becomes iniquity. It becomes a place of repentance. How many of us should repent of not seeing people how Christ sees them? God loves people. I would not give my child for any person on the planet to trade places so that that one might live. God did that. God did that. That is how important you are to the Father. He did that for you. We should be returning to God what He wants to do with our lives. So, there's always a passive reaction and an active reaction. A passive reaction is that, what I said, someone will do it. But an active reaction is, I'm that one. I'm that one. Now tonight, there are people God wants to touch and reignite and fire up. The time is now. And I promised my wife I would say that once, but I'm going to say it twice. The time is now. It's tonight. A reset button has been pressed on Little Falls Christian Center. I want to actually say it in this way. It's going to get worse. We really want to know where you are and what you are doing for God and how you are going to do that. Because we are the ones that's equipping you for that task. But before we do that, please, everybody, bow your heads. If you have come into this place tonight and you know that you are on your way to hell, you know that your life is not right with the Lord, you know that you need to make right, this message is for you. If there's any such person here tonight that you know you came to this place and you need to make right with God, please raise your hands for me. I just want to see your hands. Any such a person here, do not let the devil take you to an eternal fire where you will burn for eternity. Please raise up those hands. The Lord is busy talking to people here right now. Yes, raise them up. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. If there's any person here tonight that you once served God with such vigor, but tonight you are not in that place anymore, please raise up your hands. Please raise up those hands that you say, Father God, Lord, I cannot go on like this. I need to make a recommitment. If that is you, just raise those hands in the presence of Almighty God. Yes, Raise those hands. Don't let the devil tell you now what you must do. Do what is right in your heart. That's right. Every such a person, please stand for me. Quickly, please stand. Just want to see your face. Just want to see your face. Just stand. I want to see your face. That's right. Stand up. It's your turn tonight. Yes, please stand up. There's people that the devil is keeping you in your seat. Please stand up. We just want to look you into your eyes. That's right. We all started where you are there. We all started there. Please stand up. If you know tonight you want to deal with your past, stand up. That's right. That's good. Amen. Please come to the front. Please come and stand here by me. That's right. Please. We invite you. Amen. Amen. There's a turning point here tonight. That's right. A turning point. That's good. That's good. Praise the Lord. And the young people are coming in their droves. This is what the Word of God says. This is how salvation works. This is a contract between heaven and earth, your heart and God's heart. That the moment you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and that He's raised from the dead, and believe in your heart actually that, then the Word of God says, Matthew 10, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that you will be saved. That simple confession actually ignites the faith in you. So please raise your hands and pray after me. Say, Father God, I ask you tonight to please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Please forgive me all of my sins. Tonight, I commit my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life. And tonight, fill me with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I now forgive every person that has ever hurt me or harmed me. And I thank you, Father, that you write my name in the book of life. I can now truly say, I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, welcome to the kingdom of God. Now starts the journey. You're going to hear the word journey a lot from us from now. We're going to check up your journey. Amen. Just turn to your left hand. Over there is the handsome pastor. Just follow him. We just want to spend a couple of minutes with you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are people that need to be ignited. There are people that you want to increase in your anointing. There is a beautiful flow of the Holy Spirit in this place. I want to pray for such people. It's one thing I did in those early years. Whenever there was a call for anything anointing, I wanted that. And it finally started working in my life. And then there are sick people here tonight. Sick people in their stomachs. Their stomach conditions, like severe stomach conditions. And God wants to touch that. I want to pray for such people first. Please come to the front. If you have a stomach condition, please step forward. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I ask all of you to move this side for me, please? Thank you. Thank you. Just come this side. Praise God. Amen. 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 We're going to pray for you. And then as the people are leaving, I want the people who say, I know there's a call on my life. I know that I need to take this serious. I'm making a new commitment to the kingdom of God. God is going to use me. You might not understand it, but God is going to use you. Amen. Amen. Can I ask the band to, Marie, if you can? Then we as the pastors can just pray for these people. Thank you.
You're mine.
want to tell you about a dream I had last night. And believe me, I don't get a lot of dreams. But last night, there was a confrontation with darkness, a serious confrontation. And I feel led in this way now. And in this dream, there were real wickedness happening in this theater, this ward, this opening in a hospital, where a certain person had a certain procedure done that violated God's design for man. And they stood up a doctor. I don't know who this doctor is. And this doctor spoke to the doctor who made and did this operation. And this doctor said to that one, "That is against God's design." And what happened then is that this man had no support. This man who spoke up, this doctor. And I realized I had to stand up, but my life was in danger right there. And immediately, I believe by the help of the Holy Spirit, I stood up and I said, "Don't, in Jesus' name." And that man was protected. There's victimization. There's real victimization towards certain people that you have experienced by the world system that is coming for you. The Lord wants to touch such people here tonight. If you have been victimized by silence, by telling you to keep quiet, or maybe you've lost your zeal, your boldness, please come to the front. God wants to touch you tonight. There's a boldness you need to step forward. There's a boldness in the Spirit that is connected to your anointing. There's a boldness you need to speak up, to stand against, and to say no in Jesus' mighty name. That's right. I'm not going to keep the people any longer. We are going to minister to any person, and specifically people who have been victimized. Please stand with me. Hallelujah. Please raise your hands. Father God, Lord, this night, Father, the impossible need to become the possible in people's lives. When it comes to the area of evangelism, Father, we all have a calling and a commandment from God not to stand back and not to be shy, but to be bold for the kingdom's sake. I pray now, Father, that your anointing comes down on every person in this place. Father, that from next week, these seeds will be filled. It will be filled because of the boldness of the people in this church. Father God, now there comes an empowerment towards every person. Lord, we take responsibility for this church and the kingdom of God. Father, we ask you by your Spirit to go with us in this week and to go and do much damage to the kingdom of darkness. Now I pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.